All right, so we left off in the red edition. So that means still chapter Yud Aleph, page Kuf Chaf Achas, 128.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so remember again, we're speaking about the Midah of Kas, of anger. So he says over here, V'hu kal vaday la'avar kol minei aver shevaolam. The truth is, it is unfortunately easier to violate this midah or this avira of kas than it is to violate any of the other averos. Im chamaso tivei'ehu lohem, ki kvar in lo. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Buhu kal vaday la'avar kol minei aver shevaolam. If a person possesses the midah of kas, unfortunately, it is easy for him to come to transgress all different types of averos. Im chamaso tivei'ehu lohem. If his anger brings him to violate these averos, ki kvar im lo meinia acher, ela ka'asom, va'el asher yivi'ehu yerech. So we understand this, the idea that if a person is angry, so kasp often breaks down normal, natural inhibitions and barriers. So a person has a problem with kas, unfortunately they could come to violate all different types of averos. V'yish ka'asan rachok mizeh. There's another type of person who struggles with his temper. V'hu shelo akol davar asher yivo'ehu shelo kirtzono. Im katan v'im gadol yivarapom. So what's another form of kas? Is that a person gets angry, and a person, something doesn't go their way, whether it's something bigger, something smaller, at the end of the day, his anger flares. Ach, bahagil lahargish. Look at footnote 270 Aleph. Bahagil lahargish, kishi yimatsi b'matzav bo yis'orer kaso v'yisragish. When it comes ultimately again to the state of anger, Yirgas v'yichas kas godol. So we'll say a person doesn't just get angry, but he gets angry with a great anger. Shekar'u chacham zichronim livracha, kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos. So we'll say, there's this next time we need to remember, the category that he was describing just before is a person who angers easily. Okay, so that we understand is bad. There's another midah. The other midah is, a person doesn't anger easily. Aye, but when they anger, you better watch out. Right? When they anger, it's going to be very difficult to, in any way, appease them or to calm them down. Now, so on one hand, there is a certain maila in that. What's the maila? The maila is kasha lichos. The maila is they don't get angry easily. So that's something important as well. Unfortunately, again, the negative piece is that once they get angry, it's virtually impossible to go and calm them down. He says, gamze ravadai, this is terrible. Ki kvar yichola lotzeis takhola rabba mitakas yado bizmanakas. Because at the time that a person is angry, a person could ultimately, again, stumble in a very great way. The acher kein lo yuchal letakin eis asher ifso. And Abba said, unfortunately, we know that sometimes there are things that we do in the midst of anger that we cannot correct afterwards. Abba said, this is also the terrible answer to the need of kas, is that sometimes when a person is so subsumed, a person is so consumed by this anger, they do things and they say things, and then when they calm down, they realize what they did was so terrible. They want to make amends for it. They want to apologize. They want to take it back. They want to say, I'm sorry. But sometimes we know, sometimes the damage is done. And you can't undo certain forms of damage once they have been visited upon someone else. He goes on. He says, He's v'yesh od pachos mizeh. I don't know. Did I skip? I skipped the line. V'yesh kasan, I'm sorry. V'yesh, thank you. V'yesh kasan pachos mizeh. Shelo yichas al mikala. V'apili, so there's another form of kas. And this is a lower form of kas. So also remember, we're going in gradations. So remember, the highest, when we say highest, what that really means is worst. So the highest level of kas is a person who gets angry at everything and anything and stays angry. Second level, person is slow to anger, but very slow to appease. Another category, v'yesh kasan pachos mizeh. Shelo yichas al mikala. This person doesn't get angry easily. Va'afilu kishe yagia lekas, yekas okatan, v'lo yasra midarche yaseichal. And even a person does get angry, they control themselves. They control themselves. They don't go ahead and they don't get, you know, some people get so angry that literally they lose all grip on reality. So this person doesn't lose his grip on reality. Ach odeno yishmar evraso. He keeps himself calm. V'hine zerachok min ahefzid yosem in arishonim shezacharnu. Va'af gamzos vaday shelo higia lios naki ki afilu zohir einenu adayin. So we'll say, lest you think to yourself, well, you know what? If a person only loses their temper occasionally, and when they do, it's not so terrible, they're easy to appease afterwards, the Rav Chaim says, just understand, if a person allows themselves to fall into the grip of kas, then ultimately they are steeped in this midah. Essentially, what the Rav Chaim is really saying is, there are certain things in life that are so negative that it doesn't matter if you possess a little bit or a lot of it. Either way, you're in trouble. So it's true. There's no question that being what we'll call, you know, a third-tier kasan is definitely better than being a first-tier kasan. But lest you think that if you only get angry occasionally, you only lose your temper occasionally, that you have nothing to worry about. Says Rav Chaim, it's not the case. Anytime a person ultimately, again, loses their anger, understand, we lose. So we'll say, just to take this on a little bit of a different direction. What is Rav Chaim saying? What's the danger of kas? Bless you. The danger of kas is that you lose self-control. The moment you lose self-control is the moment that you are at risk for committing the most heinous. As we'll say, remember, this is the pshat in the Nazir Sota juxtaposition, right? That's the whole yisod, that the Nazir sees the Sota, and therefore, again, what's the pshat? What he sees, and by the way, you understand that Sota is just an example. What the Nazir observes is when people make mistakes because they lose control. That's what the Nazir is trying to prevent. So the Nazir is saying, so what's the one thing, or what's one of the things that makes people lose control all of the time? Is alcohol. So the Nazir decides, you know what, I'm not going to lose control, I'm going to keep control. And therefore, again, he makes certain decisions. The idea that Amchal is saying is, kas makes us lose control. We know, because we've all had circumstances like this, where we've said things and we've done things in the heat of anger, and afterwards, like, we say to ourselves, I can't believe I did that. I would have never done that in rational circumstances. So Chal just says that even if you think that you only have a little bit of a flaring temper, I'm just a kasan godol. Right? I only get angry. I'm like a recreational angry guy. I don't do it habitually. It's not my occupation. I don't do it. It just sometimes it happens. So Chal just understand, you're in incredible danger for doing really negative things. There's another category that's even lower. Listen to this. This person gets angry very infrequently. And when they get angry, they're not a destructive anger, right? Or destructive or a negative anger. But rather, again, they only get angry for a little bit. And how long do they get angry for? Rega velo yoser. And so the truth is, when they get angry, it's not such an intense anger. And when they get angry, they don't get angry for too long, only for a little bit. Dainu misha shahakas misorer bo beteva ad shegam hatavuna tisorer kenegdo. Rather, what happens? Look at footnote 272. Ad shegam hatavuna kilomar lo yaavorega ad shegam hatavuna tisorer kenegdo. What happens? But rather, the person gets angry for a little bit until ultimately the understanding within them wakes up and says, hey, this is not a good idea. Don't do this. This is not going to work out well. So we'll say this is the category that Chazal called difficult or slow to anger, or just say difficult to anger, and easy to be appeased. So this person does get angry, but again, it takes a lot to get them angry. But when they get angry, again, they're quick to mend their ways. See, he says, Hine zech chilek tov vadai. This is an incredibly good midah. Kiteva ha'adam misorer lakas, v'hu miskaber alav. Because we'll say, what happens? It is natural for people to get angry. That's the teva adam. It's natural for people to get angry. But at least, you have to understand something, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't ask us to necessarily negate our teva, negate our nature. What he asks us to do is just rein it in. That's what he asks us to do. It's a very important yisod. Because Moshe doesn't ask us to be malachim. He asks us to be human beings, but human beings who are able to somehow conquer the most basic and base parts of who and what we are. Shafili b'shas hakas atzmo lo yivar harbe. Even when he's angry, he doesn't get too like nostril flaring angry. Umiskaber alav, and he's able to go ahead and literally take control over it. Sha'afilu osaka sakal lo yamod bo zman godol. Because even when he gets angry, even a small amount of anger, it will not endure for a long time. Ella ya'avor v'yelech. But rather, again, it will be appeased, he'll get over it. Vaday sharo'i l'shevachu. Such a person, ultimately, again, is very praiseworthy. And I will say, and this is very affirming, because when you learn a lot of Sifrei Musar, so when they speak, everybody speaks about Kas. Right? How does the chapter on Kas usually go? It goes like this. Kas is bad, don't get angry. Right? And by the way, the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Deos. What does the Rambam write? The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam's whole yisod is the Derech HaMamutza. Everything in life is the middle path. Right? Don't be an extremist one way or the other. There is one exception to this Maimonian rule, and that is Kas. The Rambam says, Kas is the most destructive attribute. Do not get angry. So the Rambam says, so what happens if I have a problem with my temper? So what do? The Rambam says, here's the Eitzah, stop getting angry. Right? Now, by the way, just so you understand, you say to yourself, wow, I could have been the Rambam, like with Eitzah like that. Right? So what the Rambam is saying, what the Rambam is trying to teach us is that Lamaisa, we have control over ourselves. I have control over who and what I am. I have control over how I act. I have control over how I react. We often like to yield that control. We see that it's not my fault. It's beyond my abilities. The Rambam says that's simply not true. At the end of the day, I have control over my temper. I have control over my anger. I have control over my reactions. The beautiful part about the Ramchal is saying is, if you notice, the Ramchal is not yet. Is not saying don't get angry. What the Ramchal is saying is control it. Sometimes we get angry. It happens. It definitely happens. Same way, sometimes we do a lot of negative things. But at least if I'm going to lose control for a little bit of time, make sure to regain that back as quickly as possible. All right, so we have to stop over here for today. We're stopping a little bit in the middle. We're stopping on the top of Kuf Chaf Tes. And we're going to pick up again with this last category here. This category of the individual, again, who's getting angry, but he's slow to anger and quick to appease, which means that he's quick to recognize the mistake that he's made, own it, and try to change it. All right, we'll pick up Mamish with this tomorrow.
Mom never had an ex-wife.
Rambam never had an ex-wife. Well, that is true. That is true. I don't know if you're making like a historical statement. Or,
his wife, probably.